Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Okay, welcome back to the Volleyball Show. Our thanks to Huhat Mongolian Grill, Godfather's Pizza, and Denny Menholt. We'll be back, Dana Cordova, the Jackets volleyball coach, among other responsibilities at MSUE. And we'll be back on the Volleyball Show weekends and big games coming up for the volleyball team. We'll check in with Dana, huge win over Rocky, and then back into the GNAC. We'll see how she's feeling about her team these days right after we come back on the Volleyball Show.
Yellowstone County Implement, your John Deere dealer in Billings, is your headquarters for John Deere ag, lawn, and garden, compact and utility tractors, commercial mowing, and compact construction equipment. At Yellowstone County Implement, we back our equipment with a highly trained and experienced service staff and a huge parts inventory. Stop and see us at 5121 Midland Road, just east of the Holiday Inn, and find out why Yellowstone County Implement is the place to buy.
Welcome back, everybody, on the MSUB Volleyball Show, Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery in Ortho, Montana. Coach, thanks for joining us. Huge win. Talk a little bit about Rocky. All of a sudden, I think it's you put together what you knew you could put together and knew what the team was capable of being. I think you came out and maybe even surprised Rocky a little bit by a nice performance and would you say dominating?
Yeah, I would have to say, you know, we pretty much dominated from the minute the first serve went up. We controlled the momentum. We were in charge of the outcome. The girls were aggressive. They didn't wait for things to happen. They made things happen, and that's something that we had been lacking. We never really would go and attack a team. We always kind of waited to see what they did. They took control. They went in really, really confident into that game, and it showed, and I thought everybody around the board just played a great game.
And now maybe the consistency thing where Western Oregon beats you at home, but you know, different teams, different setups, different matchups, different offenses, different defenses, probably maybe a little disappointing to come back there but as we talked about with all coaches, all sports, the GNAC's tough.
Yeah, the GNAC's a tough conference. What we're trying to get through to the girls is that we're right there. You know, it's not like we don't have a chance to beat these teams or that these teams are so much better than us. You know, after every game, you kind of sit there and you evaluate, you know, as a coach who's trying to build a program here, you know, what do we need to beat these teams next year? What do we have that can beat this team, you know, when we go to their place? And in reality, we have a lot of the tools that we need. And there's some things we need to bring in next year to be there. But right now, these girls are really lacking the confidence. They don't realize the teams they should beat. So I think once they figure that they have a chance to beat every team, maybe that's exactly what we need.
And that's tough because the confidence thing, tough for a coach. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you can do. I'm sure you've tried all kinds of things over your long career, but maybe that at the top of the list of you know, what does a coach do, or a particular team, or how do you instill confidence into a player or a whole team?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, there's a lot of things that an athlete possesses that a coach can bring out in them, say more so than another coach. But confidence, you know, it's the whole team has to have it. Come from the coaching staff all the way down, and if you don't have it, it's really hard to bring out. But you know, every time I see them, we do get better. We have some mental relapses, or you know, we on Saturday we just really never got into a rhythm. It just really looked, you know, and it just never transpired into the way we wanted it to transpire. And you know, hopefully we can get back on track. The three teams we have this weekend, all of them are beatable. They're all right there. Everybody's struggling. So it's right there, and hopefully we can take advantage of that. You know, we're going to change some things up and put a little bit more pressure and make the girls have a little bit more say in some stuff that we're going to do and see if the confidence in that kind of comes back a little bit more.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back on the Volleyball Show.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Welcome back in the Volleyball Show, Coach Danny Cordova. And Coach, you talked about coming up Northwest Nazarene, Seattle Pacific, and Anchorage on Monday, all at the Alteras as you continue your homestand. And we talked about the changes, and that was unique. Have you done that a lot in the past where it's come out in the media and stuff like that? Well, you do take the input from the players, and not only their input, but even implement that input. And I guess when it's come out, or and it seems to be successful this year when they, you know, you made some changes and you came away with some match wins and game wins, and that must make the players feel good that they can trust you and have a little bit of say in the program.
Well, the thing is, you know, you can learn a lot. I hope the girls can learn a lot from me, and I can learn a lot from the girls. And sometimes as a coach, because you're not in that inner circle of the inner dealings with the girls and being around them in that kind of atmosphere, that you begin to see maybe who they trust without knowing who they trusted. With the girls having a say and being able to express it, you know, yeah, sometimes as a coach you may not want to hear it or you may not take it very well, and at times I may not. But, you know, we want to know what they feel. You know, this week in practice we're trying something a little different. We're going to see, you know, if who we think the girls trust is really who they trust. You know, I think one of our biggest problems right now is we're not having a good chemistry. We're not gelling at times. So maybe by changing the lineup a little, you know. As a coach, you always want to put the best team out there physically. Your best hitters, your best defense players, your best everything. But maybe sometimes by putting in girls that they trust more so, maybe that's what it's going to take. So that's kind of what we're experimenting with this week, you know, seeing if maybe we need to make a change and put maybe one of our more talented girls on the bench to teach her a lesson. I'm not sure, but it's going to be interesting to find out.
Break down your opponents coming up at the Alteras as you continue in the GNAC and just try to, you know, try and improve and maybe even almost looking ahead to next year, just trying to, like you said, build that confidence, that chemistry, use those changes, and hey, just kind of, you know, game by game, match by match, try to get better and get some wins.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Northwest Nazarene, they've always been the team I feel that in the conference that MSUB is the rival. So I really do believe the girls are going to come out ready to play. They're a lot like us in a lot of aspects. So that will be a great game. Seattle Pacific and Anchorage, Alaska, both of them, you know, are, well, especially Seattle Pacific, you know, they're off to a kind of a slow start too. So hopefully we can come in and take advantage of that. But still, every team in the GNAC solid. University of Alaska with the new coach, who I know very personally, as I've coached against him for the last 8 years. He's a great coach. He has those girls playing really well. But again, I do feel that we have a chance to win every one of these games this week, and hopefully build the confidence. I think once we finally get the win in the GNAC, I think the girls will see that it's doable and it's possible, and maybe make a splash here. We're, you know, we have a few more, I think one other game, and then we're on the second round of the GNAC. So these are really important to try to get back on the winning track here.
Do you see them putting too much pressure and not relaxing out there? I mean, it's going to come to a point pretty soon where, you know, things are going to maybe determine they can, you know, relax and try to play some volleyball, improve, and get some wins.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, a lot of times is you have teams that play not to lose and teams that play to win. And I think that's, our girls are playing not to lose. You know, you know, if you go out there to win the game, you leave everything out there, you give it your all, and win or lose, you can walk off that court, you know, proud. And that's what our girls need to do. They shouldn't be worrying about the outcome. There's no pressure on us to win right now. We just need to go out there and play our best volleyball and begin to gel, because if we do that, the wins are going to come. But yeah, I think that they worry too much about the outcome and forget to do everything it takes to get the outcome they want.
All right, Coach, thanks for the visit. Good luck with the home matches coming up, concluding your homestand.
Thank you.
Okay, Dana Cordova on the volleyball. She'll be back to wrap it up and just look at the schedule right after this.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, on the Volleyball Show. Our thanks to SignPro, Farmers Insurance, GM Petroleum Distributors, your Connemart Superstores. Lady Yellow Jacket Volleyball coming your way at the Alterowitz. They got matches coming up. Check out your webpage. Check out your schedule, Northwest Nazarene, Seattle Pacific, and they wrap it up with Anchorage on a Monday night at the Alterowitz. So until next time, Pat Boland, Dana Cordova on the Volleyball Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.